Radio. Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah. Jub of the week in a Marble Falls street game. Jub of the week in the club likes to make it rain. Jub of the week says he believes in the mean green. Jub of the week, that's just his code word for smoking weed. His life is all sex, drugs, and violence. Doesn't care about your moment of silence.
Paul is...
Now you better let the big man speak. It's the Jub of the Week.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah.
Joining us now, Jub.
That was edited. I haven't heard that in a while, but that was clearly edited. I did not rip one in front of my kids and then claim that they liked it.
Whoa. Okay, see, because dad to dad, I'm sitting here telling you that's a highlight of my day now.
No. You can't. I don't think you can cross those fields with the wife or kids. I never did.
Well, see, with the kid, I'll do it, immediately blame her, and then she laughs, and she's like, no, it was you. It's always you. And then this morning she came over, and she just whiffed next to me, and she goes, you are disgusting. And started laughing.
Are you saying
the
you've
kids
never,
like that?
I love
yeah.
it. Never done a pull my finger, Jub?
Well, no, I never did that. No.
He has a code.
Yeah. Farts are hilarious, but you're not supposed to share that with your wife or kids.
What kind of phone you got going there? Sounds like you're in a can.
Does it? Well, this is what Jake wanted. He didn't want me on clean feet. So.
I like the phone. It feels like radio.
Okay.
Right. I just thought you'd have a better phone, morning
radio.
Yeah. Well, my family made me get an iPhone.
Ooh,
they think I have iPhone money. I really don't.
A little shade at Steve Jobs.
Well,
huh? You
know, they've all had iPhones all these years, but not me.
Just do you have a landline anymore?
No.
Man, I can't get rid of my landline.
Why not?
Dan's boxed in.
It's. I've tried to get rid of it, and they say, "Well, you're bundled with the internet, so actually, it would. If you just had internet, it would cost more." And I was like, "Oh, all right." So
deceit.
Yeah, deceit. Anyway, we. I guess we're calling this Jub of the Week, and if you want to join us every week, that'd be awesome.
Man, I'd be honored.
But we're.
I love being done.
We're also trying to establish. Kind of a replay bit, and a lot of this is for Blake, because Blake is going through a lot of our archives and finding stuff he's never heard, and then we're thinking, well, there's a lot of listeners that are Blake's age who perhaps have never heard something that we did 15, maybe 20 years ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So one of those things we were talking about the other day was because we're going to take some phone calls with Tyler Sagan. I thought it went very well.
Yeah.
I did, too.
And we were talking about the fact that, you know, the ticket itself used to take a lot more phone calls. And, in fact, we didn't invent taking phone calls with guests. It might have been the musers.
Oh, yeah.
Not only would they take phone calls with guests, they would take phone calls with Jerry Jones.
Unbelievable.
The lightning rod that is Jerry Jones and the unpredictability, which is the P1 caller.
Yeah.
You guys would do that. Were you telling me the other day off the air you would do it every week?
Every week. And I think, you know, he joined us at 7:50. We would do like 8 minutes. We would get in our questions, and then like the last 5 or 6 minutes or something, he would take calls.
What era, roughly, do you think we're talking here?
This is late 90s. This was, we did that like when we started in the mornings in like 95 through, I want to say the early aughts, we did this with Jerry.
And we're talking about, so Campo era, obviously.
Yeah.
He's the one that got rid of Jimmy, all that stuff. So the glory days are behind him.
Yes, people were already mad at Jerry because, you know, it fell apart with Switzer in 97. Then Chan Gailey came in. They went 10-6 and then 8-8 and then Chan got fired. This may have been after Chan's second year, or it could have been after the first 5-11 year of Campo.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in there.
That is amazing, because I think now even there's more of a, is it complacency? Is that the word?
Or apathy. Just a,
apathy. Yeah, that's the word. If they don't make the NFC Championship game or, the, God forbid, the Super Bowl now, it's like, well, of course they don't. It's been 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Back then, though, you still had the entitled Cowboy fan that is pissed. They haven't been there in 5.
Yeah, they were really ticked. Really ticked.
And so, yeah, this is probably the most famous P1 call to Jerry Jones ever, and maybe the only one we actually have saved. Which I would love to just go back and hear those, man.
I would, too.
If there's a P1 who recorded any of those on cassettes, because we just had a P1 recently send us a huge box of cassette tapes that they were recording from the early 2000s, and maybe there's something like that in there.
Maybe.
But, you know, we could digitize it for you and all that kind of stuff if anybody wants to send us anything. But let's play the most famous call. This is our Thursday replay. What are we calling it, Jake?
Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday. Because everything has to have a label, Jeb.
Got to.
So here, let's just play this. So you guys had already interviewed Jerry. We're talking about 99, 2000, 2001, somewhere in there.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
And the Musers have Jerry Jones as a weekly guest, and it's time to go to the phones.
John in Plano, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thank you. Mr. Jones, with all due respect, sir, I've been following the Dallas Cowboys since 1960, and I can speak for 90% of the people I've talked to. Your way of doing business the last 3 years is utterly failed. You just got through making this statement. You don't know of that one human being that can be make the difference. Well, when are you going to step back and hire a general manager, a football man, a man that knows football, and then in turn stay out of the business of coaching this team?
Did you like those 3 Super Bowls?
You didn't
win in the last 10 years. You know how many people have won 3 Super Bowls in the last 10 years?
You didn't.
Did you enjoy those?
You know nothing about
it. I hope you did. I hope you did.
Okay. Pause. Let's take a moment here. The thing that's amazing to me about it is that Jerry Jones is one of the 100, I think he's 110 on the richest people in the world list. He's a highly, highly known celebrity, especially, you know, here in town. And John, not afraid.
No.
Like, I think I would be nervous having Jerry. I am nervous when we have Jerry on now, because I've only talked to him a few times. John has been waiting on hold and is ready to tell the owner of the most valuable franchise in the world, listen, dumbass.
Yeah, shouting down, interrupting.
Yeah.
Keep talking, even though Jerry's trying to stop him. And no, everyone I talk to.
I've been following this team since 1960.
What are you guys thinking as this is going on?
That the guy from Shawshank had called up the show.
He does sound like Red a little bit.
I was really getting tense and just thinking, okay, do we cut him off? And then,
yeah, or
some pretty
so
good
are
points,
you thinking
so.
This is gold, or are you worried that Jerry is not going to be on the show anymore?
No, I wasn't worried about that, because even back then, you know, Jerry, he will take it, and he'll, you know, we would ask him, believe it or not, we would ask him some pretty tough questions. And, you know, and he would usually, sometimes he'd be short about it with, like, 2-word answers. But, yeah, I remember just being kind of shocked and just letting it roll, like, this is amazing.
So this caller, this is a bit of an outlier. Like, I'm sure people would ask him questions about, hey, why aren't we doing this or that? But this guy's aggression level, this is not the norm?
Oh, no, this is not the – and I do think John got us – I don't know if it was the next week, but – it wasn't too long after that we stopped taking calls.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. We may have finished that season out, or that may have been towards the end of the season, but that's about the time it came to an end.
All right, we can pick it back up, because my favorite part of this whole thing, as Jubb pointed out, is when Jerry's talking, And John is not having it. He resorts to, you know nothing about football.
You didn't. The last 10 years. You know how many people have won 3 Super Bowls in the last 10 years?
You didn't.
Did you enjoy those?
You know nothing about
football. I hope you did. I hope you did very much. Now, let me say one other thing to you. The day I step down is the day I don't have the football team. That's the deal that I made with you the first night I ever walked in here. I was in order to do what I do.
That's a funny, you know, retelling of that, too. It's the deal I made with you. Well, it's what I said.
Yeah.
I don't know that I agreed to that.
Yeah, we never signed off on that.
But yeah, but yeah. It's hey, we had this contract. No. Okay.
Wait, what?
It's the day I don't have the football team. That's the deal that I made with you the first night I ever walked in here. I was in order to do what I do.
So you guys clearly have put him on hold or hung up because he stopped yelling that you
think,
don't.
Yeah, Fernando probably cut him off at that.
Yeah.
That's the deal that I made with you the first night I ever walked in here. I was in order to do what I do, I'm going to make the final calls. That's the way it's been since the day that I walked in here.
All right.
So that's the point. You want me to make the kind of commitments that it takes to go out here and get the job done? What you want me to do is stand back and write checks. By the way, that doesn't work either. That doesn't work either. I don't see that working. Where's that working around the NFL where they're writing checks and handing it over to a football man?
Every other franchise?
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Know.
I mean, you're kind of a one-on-one here.
Perhaps the Patriots weren't the Patriots at that point.
Not yet. I think Denver had just won back-to-back, so yeah.
Yeah, but there were no other teams where the owner was also the general manager. So by his definition, that would be every other team.
Every other team is writing a check.
And one of them wins the Super Bowl every year. Ergo.
Yeah, man.
So great.
That is great.
Number one.
Do we have how it finished? What did we say at the end?
No, I don't. That's all I got right there is his end.
Yeah, and what you had was Craig was ready, surprisingly, honestly, to go to another caller, but Jerry wasn't done there. You know, and Craig interjects, all right, let's go to the day I walked in here, I said.
Yeah, I don't think y'all heard me.
Gold.
Oh, man, that is so great.
All right, Jeb, you're the best.
No, you guys are the best.
What do you got coming up on your show tomorrow? You want to plug anything?
Man, we got so much crazy stuff. You know, on Fridays, we just go nuts with...
What's your Instagram?
Scatter shooting, a junior, and then e-break at 7:50, and I'm going to rip some people in the morning. We got a lot.
Jake doesn't like the e-break callers.
Jake?
Yeah, I don't think Jubb does either.
I'm the one who defends them.
Well,
Jake hates everybody the kids. He wants you to hang up on the kids immediately.
I don't mind them. I don't mind them. They're trying. It's, you know, they don't always land the move.
Participation trophy musers over here. No. Hey, I just want to pre-say that when Campound rolls around, if you decide you want to stay up all night one night, I'm in.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm pre-saying
that. Man, this is such big talk.
I'm pre-saying that.
All you guys.
When we do Throwback Thursday sometime, not... You know, that I'm going to be a part of it every week. But when I am, can we do funny Norm sayings sometimes? Like, let me pre-say and let me say this as Norm Hitchkiss talking to my friend Bob Wardicore.
Absolutely.
Will you write that down, Daddy, and text it to Blake?
We are on it. Talking to my friend Bob Wardicore.
All right, Jeb. Love you.
All right, love you guys.
See ya.
Blow him up. Blow up, Jeb. There's George Dunham.